acting better all the time.
Live from the legendary studios of 77 WABC, welcome to Living Better with Laura Smith.
Getting so much better all the time.
Welcome to Living Better with Laura Smith. I'm Laura Smith, and I'm very happy to be here today on a show that is now going into 8 years on the air at legendary WABC. It's wonderful to be here. And right off the bat, I want to tell you the number to call if you have questions today. It's an important hour, a very important hour with wonderful people that have been on the show before, but it's been a little bit of a time span between then. So we know we're going to have new people who have not heard of this before and are going to want more details, and people who have but just want to get deeper into it. So before I go any further, it's 800-848-WABC. That's the number to call. 1-800-848-9222. Again, please call us with your questions. I am so grateful to introduce once again to our audience Dr. Edward Soffin. He's been on the show before, of ProCure Proton Therapy Center. He is a radiation oncologist, something so important in this field, because we all know somebody who has had to deal with prostate issues. And this is certainly something wonderful news for people who are dealing with it, so they don't have to possibly go through what gentleman of yesterday went through, my father, for example. And so I am so grateful to welcome back Dr. Edward Soffin, radiation oncologist at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. So welcome back to the show, Dr. Soffin.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. And, you know, I want to congratulate you on your 8-year anniversary. And I think it was a couple years ago that I was on, and I'm really delighted to be invited back, particularly this month, which is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And it's just very appropriate that that's the subject that, you know, I think we're going to talk about and maybe get some callers to call in. You're right. This is something that affects 1 out of 9 men in their lifetime, which means that probably everybody knows someone, has themselves, or has a relative or friend who has been hit with this disease. So this is extremely topical and very important. And again, I thank you for the invitation.
I am so grateful. And so you said 1 in 9. I wasn't sure exactly what the ratio was, but I have just literally this morning, I was talking to one of my dearest friends on earth. Her father is in the hospital. He's 83 years old, but he had, you know, prostate cancer 20 years ago, just like my dad. And the therapies were not anywhere near what they are today. And sadly, the complications 20 years later that these gentlemen, my father, her father included, are dealing with, I think is history at this point. Am I right to say that what you offer, for example, at ProCure Proton Therapy Center is so different than what like our dads went through? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is. Well, protons, although they've been around and available in very limited ways for maybe the past 20 years, it's really only been the last 5 to 8 years where we've been able to offer protons to more and more men as centers proliferate and spring up through the United States. So it's really just been in the last decade or so that we've had this modality, this tool that dramatically lowers the risk of complications. You know, I finished my training probably about 28 years ago. And the way we were taught to treat prostate cancer has changed so much over the last 3 decades. If I treated with the tools that I had then and I use them now, we just would not cure as many people. And patients would have many more side effects and risks and complications. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why men pull back from learning about and finding out if they have prostate cancer, because they're concerned about some of the side effects. Now, what's so fascinating about protons, which is a type of radiation, is that a proton is a particle. and the particles get fired into the prostate, or any tumor for that matter, but they get fired in, and it's like a smart bomb. It detonates when it gets into the tumor and stops. So you don't get the same kind of collateral damage, collateral normal tissue that gets irradiated. So the side effects are dramatically lower. And, you know, we have men who go through treatment anywhere from 6 to 9 weeks, and they don't stop their daily lives. They keep doing what they want to do. They play golf. They go to work. They enjoy their family. And it's really like a small blip in their day. So it has really changed dramatically over the last 25, 30 years.
Tell me, Dr. Soffin, what is, in terms of radiation, for example, so my friend who I spoke to just today, her dad is in the hospital because he is suffering the effects from the radiation. My dad did not have radiation, but her father did. And now he is experiencing, you know, some bad side effects that have put him in the hospital for the past several weeks, you know, with some, you know, sort of organ failure and
right.
stuff like that. I know that's so different from what it is now, but what is, so the proton is it just that it's so much more focused into the right spot, and so it doesn't get sort of that collateral damage? You have the word cure in ProCure. Is this actually curing the cancer, or is it just really softening the bad results from the radiation, or is it both?
Right. Well, first, I'm going to answer that question. ProCure, which I think is a mixture of protons for the cure, it is absolutely aimed at curing and eliminating the cancer so that the patient, the man, will know, you know, shortly after they finish treatment that they're cancer-free, and they should remain cancer-free for the rest of their lives. That is our goal in most patients. Now, some people we treat with advanced cancer, and we can knock it down, and it may come back. But generally, when we treat people, we're going for the home run, for the grand slam. We are going to cure them. That's our attitude, and we are successful an extremely high percentage of the time. But to answer your other question, you know, with conventional radiation, which is intensity modulated radiation therapy, I may refer to it as IMRT, mm-hmm. intensity modulated radiation therapy. That's when X-rays are administered from many different angles. They come in one side of the body, and because it's an X-ray, it goes through and traverses all the tissue, including the bladder, the rectal tissue. These are organs that we call organs at risk. They surround the prostate. So to get the radiation to the prostate, we have to go through the bladder and the rectum. Mm-hmm. That's where we can see side effects. And perhaps why your friend's father is in the hospital is because he has ulcers or bleeding or
that's
fistula
exactly right.
from
yeah.
either the bladder or the rectum. So what's different with the protons is they can fire in from the side and miss the bladder and the rectum, and then they stop. And because they stop and they don't exit through other tissues, we do not have to come through the bladder and the rectum. So the toxicity, the long-term issues in terms of bladder or rectal ulcers, bleeding, fistula, or incontinence are dramatically reduced.
And that's, my father only deals with the incontinence, and it's really, for him, it's like such quality of life issue. And I know that, you know, he said if he just didn't have to worry about that, his life would be, you know, far better, or in terms of just, you know, just living and not
right.
worrying all the time, having that as a preoccupation.
Right.
So this is just such good news, you know, for people today that are going through it. I want to hear also about how we can, you know, get the word out, how people can find you, more of that, and get some people's questions answered as soon as we possibly can. I want to remind everybody, call in. This is an amazing time to be able to speak with Dr. Soffin directly, someone who is absolutely well-versed in all of this. One of the most important is like when women need to know everything there is about breast cancer, for men, the prostate and health is really important. Dr. Edward Soffin of ProCure Proton Therapy is here, our radiation oncologist, for your questions today. Call us back up, 800-848-WABC. And also, I want to give you a very easy-to-remember number to call Procure in New Jersey. So it's 855, the number 3, and the word proton, P-R-O-T-O-N, 855-3-PROTON. That's how you call and get in touch with Dr. Edward Soffin and his staff and his team there. Also, you can go online to ProcureNJ.com, Procure, P-R-O-C-U-R-E, ProcureNJ.com. It's in Somerset, New Jersey, and this is really the cutting edge. This is where people are finding relief, care, and even cure from these types of issues that are just really life changers. So I'm so grateful to have Dr. Soffin with us today on Living Better with Laura Smith. We'll be right back after this in your phone calls, 848-800-848-WABC. Call us up. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Living Better with Laura Smith, the show that lets you connect with the experts. And today we have such an important guest. I mean, they're all important, right, when we do this show. But Dr. Edward Soffin, he's been on here before, and he really helps to guide and teach what's going on with the latest developments and the latest modalities of treating prostate cancer. And we're so grateful to have him and his expertise here, Dr. Edward Soffin. He's a radiation oncologist at Procure Proton Therapy Center. And I'm so grateful also that he has invited us to take phone calls today, because he's really going to help our listening audience. And we really urge you, don't be bashful, don't be shy. This is something that, you know, the more support you feel like you have during a situation like this, the better. The questions, do it now while we have the expert here in place. So we have Shelly calling from Modena, New York. She has talked about her boyfriend who's going through this now. Shelly, are you there?
Hi, Shelly.
Yeah, it's not my boyfriend. It's a good friend.
Okay, fine. Yes. Please feel free to speak directly to Dr. Soffin and ask your question specifically for him.
Different treatments that my friend has investigated and researched, that I've helped him research out, were limited, like cybernites and things like that, were limited only to Gleason 7s and lowers. So a Gleason 8 really limited the options that he had available to him. And how does this procedure or this treatment, does it treat Gleason 8s, or is it something that is only really more applicable to lesser Gleasons?
Right. Well, Shelley, that's a great question, and I know you understand what the Gleason score means, but let me just backtrack a second for the people who are listening, just to explain that the Gleason score is a number that the pathologist who looks at the biopsy specimen, they assign to the cancer. It's a number that can range pretty much, we used to say it ranged from 2 to 10. Now it ranges pretty much from 6 to 10. 6 to 7 are considered fairly unaggressive or intermediate in terms of their aggressiveness, and 8, 9, and 10 are considered more aggressive cancers. I want to say that this is not a perfect system for grading. It's sort of like if you were to look at a person and determine based on how they look whether they're a nice person or a not so nice person, you might get it right most of the time, but some very mean people could be dressed very nicely and vice versa. So it is a predictor of behavior, but it's not an absolute. So with your friend's Gleason score of 8, that's telling us that this is it can behave as an aggressive cancer, and so we have to take it seriously. And the problem with a Gleason 8, 9, or 10 is there is a higher risk that the cancer may have spread just outside of the prostate into the tissue right around the prostate, into the seminal vesicles, which are tiny little organs on top of the prostate, or it may have spread a few microscopic cells to the lymph nodes that drain the prostate gland. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not curable. It is still curable. But we have to then consider treating and focusing the beam not only on the prostate where we know the cancer is, but we have to focus it on the areas where we think the cancer might have spread. So, to answer your question, there are some modalities, like CyberKnife, which just treats the prostate and nothing else, would not be a good option for someone whose cancer may have just spread beyond the confines of what the CyberKnife can treat. Proton therapy can target anything. It can target the prostate, the seminal vesicles, the lymph nodes, the tissues around it. And so we do end up treating men with high-risk prostate cancer, Gleason 8, 9, and 10, and also some of the lower risks prostate cancer. The difference being we don't have to target as much tissue in the lower Gleason scores as in the higher Gleason score. So absolutely, your friend would be a candidate for proton therapy. And in fact, because we would be treating some of the lymph nodes in the pelvis, protons really has a dramatic effect on decreasing the small bowel toxicity, the diarrhea, the cramps, and the other rectal tissue toxicity that people can get when they get standard IMRT radiation. So, you know, I think your friend,
he's been on it. He's been on the regular standard radiation. His doctor said that's what all was available to him, and he's been on it for 2 weeks, and he has started the diarrhea.
Yeah. We wish him the best of luck. I mean, he still has a very high likelihood of long-term cure, and you know, hopefully, he'll never need any kind of radiation again. But he may want to consider proton therapy. I do want to also add, you know, protons are particularly good for men or women who have had previous radiation. One of the issues with people whose cancer recurs is they often can't be treated again because the tissues, the surrounding normal tissues, have received pretty much the amount of radiation that they can tolerate. But with protons, since we can focus in and treat much less normal tissue, we sometimes will use protons to salvage people who have recurred in areas that were previously irradiated. So I hope we never have to get a call from your friend, but he should know that we're there and available if he ever needs it.
All right. And I am going to pass on your website and information to him.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Shelley, thank you, and all the best.
Great question.
To your good friend there. These are the types of questions you can get answered by calling us today here on Living Better with Laura Smith. We're live, and the number, of course, is 1-800-848-WABC. Please don't be shy. Call with your question. It's a great time to get information, just like Shelley just did. Dr. Soffin, it's kind of mind-blowing when I think of how many people are affected by this. You said 1 in 9, but who are actually the best candidates for proton therapy just overall? I mean, is it for everybody, or is it only a specific type of cancer or situation?
Okay, well, first, let me say that protons can treat virtually everything that standard radiation can treat. Now, there may not be particular differences in outcomes, but when we have critical organs or structures that we want to avoid, protons really do make a big difference. And if I were to start from the head going on down, we treat men and women with brain tumors, particularly tumors that are difficult to resect because of their location, anything that's near the optic nerve, the visual pathways, the hearing pathways, those nerves can be spared with protons. We treat a lot of patients with head and neck cancer, meaning cancer of the larynx or oropharynx, because protons spare a lot of the normal glandular, saliva gland tissue, the salivary glands. We treat lung cancer, breast cancer. Left-sided breast cancer is sometimes very difficult to treat because the heart and the lung are right behind the breast, and protons can fire in and have literally significantly decreased the long-term heart and lung toxicity that we've seen in past years. Working down the abdomen, pelvis, also good candidates for protons. And as this circles back to prostate cancer, there's almost no man with prostate cancer who we could not treat, meaning we can treat low-risk, intermediate, high-risk cancer. Protons shows a benefit for all of them.
It sounds almost like a miracle that, you know, that medicine today is just so far advanced, and we're just so grateful and so blessed to know that it exists. So thankful to you and your group that is really, you know, at the forefront of this type of therapy and treatment. So you mentioned that there are other cancers that people can do it. So it's not just all for prostate, but you do find a lot of men prefer to come this way. Right, because they're starting to hear about it now.
Right. Well, you know, fortunately for prostate cancer, there are a number of ways of treating it. There are very similar, if not virtually identical, cure rates, whether a man has surgery or radiation or proton radiation or even radioactive seed implant. But when it comes to the second most important thing that men are concerned with, by the way, most men are concerned with being alive and free of cancer. That's number one. Number two, they want to be dry. They don't want to leak urine for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And with surgery, although even in very good hands, there is still a small, perhaps 7 or 8% chance that they may leak their urine forever. And, you know, if a man's in his 50s, 60s, he's looking at wearing pads for the next 20, 30 years. With proton therapy, there is virtually no risk of incontinence. So when we're comparing equal cure rates with surgery, but number two, a much better likelihood of preserving urinary continence, then I think protons wins that battle. And then finally, the third, generally the third most important, sometimes it bumps up to number two and sometimes it's number one, and that's preservation of erectile function. And, you know, with surgery, again, in the best of hands, probably the data suggests about a 50% likelihood that men will preserve their erection capabilities. With protons, it's probably in the order of 75% likelihood of preserving erections. So, you know, when we look at comparing first, second, and third levels of importance, I think proton radiation really, you know, wins out.
Totally. I mean, it sounds like that. I wanted to know, and this isn't even probably part of the protocol for today, but can something like the incontinence be reversed? Like some of the effects from these older modalities of treating prostate cancer, can any of it be reversed these days?
Well, you know, certainly the incontinence, there are neosphincters, new types of sphincter mechanisms that can be inserted. There's collagen, Botox, and other things. And that's something that man's urologist would talk to them about. But certainly there are definitely new modalities that have come down the road to help men with their urinary continence. I mean, it may require a procedure or two. With regard to, you know, rectal bleeding, bladder ulceration, there's a new product out that we were actually in the forefront in helping bring to market, and that's something called the Spacor Hydrogel. It's a gel that we inject. We're actually the first ones in the tri-state area to do this. We inject it right between the prostate and the rectum. This is a gel that moves the rectum away from the prostate for 3 months. So we inject it one time, it lasts for 3 months, and then it dissolves over the next 3 months, and the body excretes it. But what it does is, by moving the rectum out of the way, the dose that the rectum receives is very, very little, almost nothing. So we see almost no rectal issues now.
Incredible. You're giving a lot of hope to a lot of people, and I want to encourage everyone, once again, call in with your questions. Dr. Edward Soffin is here today from Procure Proton Therapy Center in Somerset, New Jersey. He's a radiation oncologist, and he truly is the expert in the latest developments and what can be done with radiation therapy, proton therapy, that is truly the latest and the best that there is today. So if you call us up, you have the expert here to answer your questions. 800-848-WABC is the number, 1-800-848-9222. And to give you the numbers for Procure Proton Therapy Center in New Jersey, easy to remember, it's 855-3-PROTON, 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 or you can go to their website, procurenj.com, procurenj.com. LivingBetterWithLauraSmith.com. This is Living Better with Laura Smith. When we come back, we're going to hear more about what you can expect if you go in for proton therapy. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What is the protocol? We're also going to hear about pencil beam scanning technology and things that you may not know about as well as myself. Looking forward to speaking more with Dr. Edward Soffin of ProCure Proton Therapy Center. We'll be right back after this. It's Living Better. Welcome back. It's Living Better with Laura Smith, the show that lets you connect with the experts. And we have a great expert on with us today, Dr. Edward Soffin of ProCure Proton Therapy Center. It's in Somerset, New Jersey, and he is a radiation oncologist. And so we've been focusing a lot on prostate cancer for men and the latest treatments that are available that minimize the effects of radiation and different things that so many men go through, but it's also for all different types of cancer as well, not just prostate. ProCure is truly, truly at the cutting edge, very, very in the forefront of what people can expect today in terms of getting treatment for their cancer that won't have the terrible long-term effects that historically radiation has had. So I'm so grateful to have Dr. Edward Soffin here. And I want to remind everybody, please call up and ask your questions. This is an amazing time. You get great advice from an expert here on the air, and you could be helping literally, you know, millions of people with your question, because a lot of people are dealing with the same thing. Our number, of course, is 1-800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. So, Dr. Soffin, I promised we would ask about something here which I had not heard of before, the pencil beam scanning technology. What is that? And then I want to get into what can people expect from when they go into an appointment. What do they go through? What is it like? I'm sure some people, you would like to take away the fear out of some of people's minds.
Right. Well, first, let me encourage people who are listening, call in with your questions. You know, no question is bad. And since this is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, we need to spread the awareness. So that's the best way to do it, is to know what you want to find out about. But anyway, pencil beam scanning is a very precise way of delivering protons to our target. Now, if you think of a pencil point as a tiny little dot, it's a way that we can paint little dots of protons through different layers of our target. In other words, the old way of doing it was to send protons throughout the entire target at the same time. So we couldn't curve the dose around certain critical structures. Let's say the optic nerve. If there's a meningioma, that's a benign brain tumor that's right around the optic nerve, we can literally paint little pencil point dots of protons in a three-dimensional array so that it actually curves around a structure and spares it. And when we deal with prostate cancer, brain tumors, certain head and neck cancers, we'll use this pencil beam scanning instead of uniform scanning so that we can really minimize extremely critical structures that may make the difference between long-term blindness or loss of hearing or dryness of the mouth or something that would be an issue that you have to live with for years and years. So this pencil beam scanning is a way that we can really focus in a three-dimensional way the dose right in the tumor and not in the tissues around it that are immediately adjacent.
Right, exactly. Sometimes the cure being almost feeling like it's worse than the, you know, the actual,
right.
You know, cancer
the side
itself.
Effects, yeah.
But that's all changing now, thank goodness, for proton therapy. It sounds like a miracle to me. Now, take us through somebody is then prescribed to get this type of proton therapy from you. What can they expect when they go in? Is it a long treatment? Is it something scary? Is it very easy? Can they go back to work after the treatment? If you could give us a little bit of a rundown, that would be great.
Yeah, let me walk you through it. Well, first, they would call for an appointment. They would meet with one of our team. There are four of us physicians who practice at the center. We also have physicians from New York who come down and also treat their patients there. But after our consultation, by the way, they're met and greeted by a concierge service. We have a beautiful waiting area with a fireplace. It really feels almost like a four-star hotel.
Wow.
So it's a very relaxed atmosphere. We take care of getting all of your records. The patient will have at least an hour to an hour and a half consultation, or however long it takes for us to review their case, go over the films, and explain to them about protons and whether or not they're candidates. The next appointment, when they come back, is a planning session where we map out exactly where we want the protons to be administered. We'll immobilize them with some type of mold or cast so that we can recreate the same position each day. They'll leave that day after we make some marks on their skin, little tiny permanent tattoo dots, so that we can align them with light lasers each day exactly to those specific coordinates. They'll come back in, you know, 7 to 10 days or however long it takes us to do all the planning, the dosimetry, which means calculating the dose that the organs are going to get. They'll come back for their treatment. Now, when they come back for their daily treatments, and it will be typically Monday through Friday, 5 days a week for a certain number of weeks. It could be 2 weeks up to 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
When they come in, they usually wait a few minutes. From the time they get into the room and start being aligned until the time the treatment is over, it probably is 10, maybe 12 minutes. So it's very short. The machine is on for a short period of time, and they feel absolutely nothing while the beam is on. You don't feel protons, just like you don't feel x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
You're just lying in a still, comfortable position. The machine comes on, you get up, and you go about the rest of your day. There are very few side effects from the treatment, as I mentioned. Most people come in, a lot of people want the first slot in the day so that at 7:15 when they walk out, they're headed to work. Other people like to work a whole day, and they'll come in at 6 p.m. and get their treatment and go home. And we treat people throughout the day, depending on which room they're in. We have 4 different treatment rooms and what the schedule is. But people go about their everyday life almost as if nothing is happening.
That's wonderful, you know, and it's probably so much better that way mentally for people as well. You know, it's not something that is so dramatic, I would say, in terms of how it's, you know, given out and the treatment of it and stuff, that you could actually sort of in your mind just really be much more at peace about it, I would imagine.
Right. And, you know, I don't want to minimize the fact these patients who come to us, they have a serious problem. They have a serious illness, and it may be the first life-threatening episode in their life, and it is scary, and it's anxiety-producing. And we recognize that. We have an incredible team of nurses, social workers, physicians, and therapists who, honestly, they really care that the experience from the front door to leaving, you know, that same day and over a course of many weeks, is as comfortable and as pleasant as possible. And we actually have every Wednesday, we have a graduation ceremony for those who graduated that past week. And we invite all alumni from ProCure to come back if they want. And it's amazing how Wednesdays, so many graduates come back to share their story, to congratulate other people. It's really almost like a family or a fraternity or sorority of people who still want to feel connected to this group of caregivers who have saved their lives. And it's dramatic for me when I walk out in the lobby on Wednesday at noon and I see all of our graduated cured patients coming back to cheer on those people who just finished.
It's wonderful, you know, and sometimes support and not feeling alone is just a huge, it's just really what people need. You know, the last thing you want to feel is that you're the only one going through. I can imagine how encouraging that must be for the new patients that are coming in. Wonderful stuff. Dr. Edward Soffin is here from ProCure Proton Therapy Center in Somerset, New Jersey. He's a radiation oncologist. We have one final segment with him. It is Prostate Awareness month, so this is so important that he's here. We could take one more question if you feel like calling, but it, either way, 800-848-9222 is the number. But to call ProCure in New Jersey, ProCure Proton Therapy Center, the number is easy. It is 855-3-PROTON, 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 or go to their website, ProcureNJ.com, ProcureNJ.com. I'm Laura Smith. I'll be back with Dr. Edward Soffin when we return. Don't go away. Welcome back. It's Living Better with Laura Smith, the show that lets you connect with the experts. And in such an important show today, as we speak with Dr. Edward Soffin of ProCure Proton Therapy Center, he is a radiation oncologist there. And this is Prostate Awareness Month, Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. It is so highly important. We're so grateful to have some of you calling in today and asking questions. We want to go next to Adam in our last and final segment. Adam from Connecticut, what's your question for Dr. Soffin?
Adam, are you there?
We lost him. If he calls back, we've got about five more minutes left of the show, so we can definitely bring him in. You know, Dr. Soffin, since we are kind of running out of time, I want to ask you one piece of advice that you would give men about prostate cancer awareness. What would it be if you could pick the most important thing?
Okay, that is a key question. It's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. I want to tell men that knowledge is power. We have to empower men the way women have empowered themselves to learn about breast cancer and that which affects them. Prostate cancer is the single largest most common cancer in this country outside of skin cancer. And 30,000 men die a year of it. So it is highly treatable. The earlier we treat it, the better, the higher likelihood that we will cure it. So men, you need to go out and get your PSA checked. That's a blood test that may alert your doctor that there might be a problem. But it's not just the PSA, it's having a rectal exam. And so one take-home point is go out, make sure that you're screened, get your PSA drawn, have a rectal exam regularly, annually, if you're over 50. And I think Adam may be on...
Yes.
He called back.
We got him back. Adam, hi. Thank you so much for calling from Connecticut. You have the final few minutes with Dr. Edward Soffin. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. It's been very informative, doctor. And, you know, I know it's the month to get this checked. And even before this, I've been pushed by relatives and friends. I just have to ask, any signs to prevent this coming up? Anything I should be looking out for?
Well, that's a great question, actually, to end on, because it also ties in with screening. The most common side effect or the most common symptom from prostate cancer is no symptom. Most men have this as a silent, quiet disease for a number of years until it grows and can be felt or until it has spread. So you might have a slight change in your urinary pattern. You might be waking up more. Sometimes that's because the prostate has gotten bigger with age. You might have blood in your urine or your semen. But the most important symptom is no symptom, which means go get screened, have a rectal exam, and get your PSA blood test drawn. And that will at least raise our antenna that there might be something, there might not be anything wrong, but by having PSAs and rectal exams on a regular basis, we can check for any changes in this wonderful screening tool, which is called PSA, prostate-specific antigen. It's a blood test, it's very accurate and very sensitive, and needs to be taken in conjunction with any other symptoms that you're having, any family history. And so I encourage you, just because you don't have symptoms, we have to get this checked.
Very good. Adam, thank you so much for calling. That is such a good question. And the fact that it's sort of asymptomatic, doctor, is, you know, all the more reason why you should just go regularly and be checked for it. It's like breast cancer or anything else. You just need to be on top of that. Even though it's sometimes the kind of thing we want to put off, we shouldn't put it off. Is there any, with our last minute, is there any preventative measure a man can take to possibly stave off or not become the next candidate for prostate cancer? Is there any lifestyle choices people can make, or does that not have any relevance?
Well, it has a lot of relevance, and I'm going to ask to be invited back for another hour. We can talk about that. But in very quickly, to summarize, a healthy diet that is low in fats, exercise, and keeping a normal weight is really not only the answer to helping minimize your risk of prostate cancer, but also living a healthy lifestyle in general, from a cardiovascular standpoint, from bone strength, just healthy diet, low in fats, and that's about it. We can't change our genes. Our genes are what they are, but we can minimize our risk by low-fat diet, exercise, and keeping a normal body weight.
Dr. Edward Soffin, it's been really a true gift to have you on the show today on Living Better. Thank you so much, and please, please come back.
Thank you for the invite.
Your information is really important, and your warm delivery and making it very understandable for all of us is just much appreciated. Thank you.
Great.
ProCare Proton Therapy Center in Somerset, New Jersey is very easy to reach. 855-3-PROTON. 855-3-PROTON, or go to ProcureNJ.com. That's Procure, ProcureNJ.com. ProcureNJ.com. Dr. Edward Soffin, thank you again. Radiation oncologist, he and his team there are the best of the best, and it's worth going a long trip or even a short one to have the treatment that truly is leading in the nation and probably the world for that matter. That's at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Living Better with
Trade War.